This is KCUR. A recent national report on income mobility finds that where you grow up correlates with your ability to move up on the income ladder as an adult. As it turns out, Cheriton County, Missouri ranks in the 90th percentile for upward mobility, but the locals didn't even know it. KCUR's Andrea Tudhope drove 2 hours northeast to see just what's going on there.
Honey, it was that hay bale that got you.
It's Saturday morning, and Sherry's place, the only bar in Keytesville, Missouri, is full. Of course, full in a room where capacity is about 20 isn't exactly bustling.
Sherry's, can I help you?
Just outside, however, it's quiet. An occasional car passes through, but otherwise it's empty. This is Keytesville's business district. It's literally one block. Next to Sherry's is a closed bargain store where floor-to-ceiling junk is practically falling out of the missing front window, patched over by a piece of corrugated metal. Across the street is an abandoned hardware shop, where styrofoam ceilings have crumbled to the floor and heavy cobwebs fill the vacant storefront display windows. Keytesville is the Cheriton County seat. Though the county sits at the delta of three rivers and the crossroads of a few major highways, it's remote. A small farming community known for idyllic green hills and pastures and...
Oh yeah, Brunswick has the world's largest pecan. Right downtown, beautiful Brunswick.
Is it real?
Well, of course it's real. No, it's not real. It's made of concrete, but I mean, it's the Lord. It's been on CMT.
So they've been on country music television, but what about their recent shout-out in the New York Times? Do the locals know that growing up in this county actually causes you to make significantly more money?
In Cheriton County?
Who says this?
Not if you move away and get better jobs, because there isn't any here.
It's shocking.
No. I shouldn't have said that.
That seems pretty awesome. I hadn't read that. I would wonder what the study's based on.
Well, that's an interesting twist.
Wow. I mean, it's exciting. I think that anyway. We've raised our children here.
I didn't even know we were on anybody's radar.
And that seems to be the consensus, at least here in Keytesville. Just across the way from Sherry's, inside a windowless community center that's easy to miss, Rose Johnson is running a garage sale with her daughter and a few others. Rose has had a hard time believing this data. She says most of those who have done well no longer live in Cheriton County.
And the people that have lived here, they worked elsewhere in another county. There's just nothing here.
From the middle of a garage sale, in the middle of this abandoned corner of Cheriton County, it's difficult to imagine that this has ever been one of the best places to grow up. But over in Brunswick, about 12 miles west, things are a little busier.
Would you like any peanuts or pecans on here? Peanuts? All right. In the pecan capital of Missouri, huh? You're going to get
That's Caitlin's Deli, owned and run by 24-year-old Caitlin Reichert. Faced with the decision of going away to college or staying to open a business, Caitlin stayed.
I had a customer in the other day. She's like, oh, you stayed here? And I'm like, yeah, I do. And so I enjoy people. I'm related to half the town. Both my brothers have gone off to college, but I really enjoy being in the small town.
Carrie Fogle, on the other hand, moved away after high school. She now lives with her husband and two daughters in Washington, D.C., but she's visiting family for the weekend. She never really considered spending her life in Cheriton.
It was never my plan. I didn't feel like there was a lot of opportunity here for myself. Most people with college educations either drive somewhere else to work or they teach. I just thought there was more out there.
Carrie was born in 1980. She's part of the sample population used in that Times report, and clearly an example of the trend of outward migration Rose touched on. A place that may have fostered a generation of success stories from that time period might not be able to do it again if those people moved away. And in a small county, changes, even minor, have a monumental impact.
We are experiencing what so many, many small counties in the state of Missouri are experiencing, and that's a tremendous loss of population.
That's Lowell Newsom. He serves on the county's Economic Development Board. Lowell lived away from his hometown for 35 years. While he was gone, population dropped by about 3,000. After moving back 2 years ago, he can't help but notice how changes have taken their toll. When he was growing up, the county was full of farmers with 40-acre lots.
If you don't have 1,000 acres, why, you're not a very big farmer now. The growth of the machinery and the mechanization of it, we don't need as many workers. Those things contribute to some of that dwindling population.
As jobs have become scarce, the population of youth has gone down.
My alma mater high school, I think, had 9 graduating seniors last year, whereas when I went to school, we had almost 40.
Caitlin's mother, Tina Reichert, is the Brunswick Chamber of Commerce president. She's seen the county through a lot of changes over the years.
When I first got involved, probably about 10 years ago, it was just really sad. Most of the businesses on Broadway were empty buildings and falling down, and it was just kind of discouraging to see our community going by the wayside.
But citizens of Sheraton County believe they are witnessing a change in tide. Those of Carrie's generation who moved away for education and career moves are now moving back to raise families.
They decided that Sheraton County was an awfully good place to live. They've come back, and they're doing very, very well.
One man in this demographic started an internet service company from his home in Salisbury. Another young couple moved back to start their family and are now raising capital to start a farm-to-table food program. Based on stories like these, population could be on the upswing. Meanwhile, a handful of dedicated long-term residents have been working hard to revitalize and improve the conditions of the place. Lowell is bragging about these people when he brings up waterboarding out of the blue, then laughs.
Here in Sheraton County, we have a term for torture, and it's called overboarding, meaning that there's only so many qualified people to serve on all the boards that we have, and we work those people to death.
Others are tackling the town's problems on their own. Take, for example, Tessa Tate Mosey, co-owner of the Brunswick Distributing Company and the local Anheuser-Busch wholesaler. She and her sister recently began to invest in the community.
Our roots are here, so we're planting them deeply, you might say.
They opened two stores next door to Caitlin's Deli, a clothing and gift shop and an antique shop.
We've bought some lots and cleaned them up around town. We bought the big black building. It was vacant and the people decided not to do anything with it. So we built three very upscale apartments.
A few locals have even bought old abandoned houses just to tear them down. Though anecdotally, it seems many residents have not experienced a great deal of mobility within this county alone, some are now investing what wealth they have gained to boost the local economy and social capital, which, to get back to that study, is something that contributes to upward mobility. Over the years, the County Economic Development Board has partnered with a couple of statewide programs designed to match townspeople with jobs, promote entrepreneurship, and create opportunities to keep young people around. These programs have certainly had an impact on the whole, but Tina Reichert says it's all about the people on the ground, constantly working to make things happen.
The planning and strategizing is okay, but most of life is in the trenches, and it's just a lot of hard work and it's commitment, and you're never done. I have a great deal of hope for the future.
There's certainly an air of determination here in Sheraton County, and maybe the changes surging through the county now could contribute to yet another wave of upward mobility in the future.